so my name is Tim Jones, and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square, London. It's the 29th of August, 2009, and the time is 1:10 in the morning. If I could ask you to tell me your name, age, and where you come from.
I'm Roger Williams, I'm 48, and I come from Tindrick in Buckinghamshire.
Okay, thank you. So tell me about when it was you first found out about the One Another Project.
Sometime before the 6th of July, I was listening to something and heard about it, and I thought, well, it'd be good to see a scout leader up there, I thought. And so I fired an email around all our district scouts leaders and said, I think we should enter en masse to try and make sure we get at least one up there. I thought it was going to be, a lot of people, and therefore the chances were going to be pretty small. And me and another leader signed up. She signed up, and in my profile, I said I was gutted I didn't make the first call. But that's neither here nor there. Then, so we commiserated with one another, and then we got the call, and that was that. It was then hope that she then makes it, but she hasn't yet made it. And pleased to see there's been other scout leaders up before me. I think I shall be the fourth. And one guide leader that I've come across, so I'll wait to see the statistics of it. That's one thing I'm quite looking forward to, is actually seeing the statistics of, because I've seen some at the moment, breaking them down into who's done what and the rest of it. And I've been compiling as well an email that I send around to people, just with my best bits, as they say, the ones I've enjoyed most, and a separate one for the scouts. And I don't know whether the scout organisations contacted yourselves. I've certainly sent there to their media department to say, we should be there. And be very interested to know if Bear Grylls is turning up today.
You don't know.
I was told he's on holiday. I did invite him to come along, but you know who Bear Grylls is, do you?
I don't watch TV,
no. No, he's the chief scout. Bear Grylls is the current chief scout, and it was as much to be annoying my children, because if he'd turned up, they would have been very envious, but that won't be the case. So other than that, we've just going to base an evening, or trying to cram what we normally cram into 2 hours into an hour. So do a bit of things, and a bit of culture, I suppose, and a bit of fun. Hopefully some of the scouts that I've brought with me will run round and do as they're told for once, and we'll see what we do. And I have had commissioned, based on a scout badge, a special scout badge for the event, and also I tend to make commemorative woggles to represent different events that as a troop we go to, and I have made a green and a grey and red woggle. One grey for the plinth and red for the London buses. I didn't know what other colours to use, but I shall put one of those on while we're up there, and call the meeting or the square to halt attention, as one of the other guys did, and see what happens. So that's the name of the game to me. I was certainly aware of the Angel of the North, but not. Wasn't any more than I went to college near there, and that was, it's not a huge. I'd much prefer other artists. Again, unfortunately, dead. But one of them. Well, what I intend to make is, I suppose, used by Maurice Escher quite a lot, and geometric shapes and that type of stuff. So that's where my passion for that sort of art is. But that's not what it's about for me. It's about having some fun, really. Try and get people to join in. And, what more can I say about it?
How did you first get into scouts?
I was at scouts in school, where it was either you either join the CCF or you join the scouts, and carried that on, tinkered at it at university, played too much rugby, played, then left university, didn't do anything with it until turn of the century, when a guy that hopefully is coming up tonight turned to me and said, would I join him as a leader in the local troop, And I said yes, mainly to encourage my son to be more social. One of my children was never the most social of animals, and so we were just trying to encourage him. And they said, well, yeah, we'd carry on scouting if you're a leader. So did that, and something about history after that. So yeah, we just carried on scouting. That my children are no longer in the scouts, which is for most leaders quite unusual. Most leaders have children within their movement, so they drop out when the children leave. So I have 18 people in the troop, 18 scouts in the troop, which is, as far as I'm concerned, a full troop until I get some more leaders. And it's an area I don't really want to touch on up there, is, you know, the politics of not enough volunteers and the rest of it. It's touched on all the time, and I don't know whether, I think it's the personal touch that will get someone in, not a big broad someone shouting up there and that rest of it. It's about the fun and the games to encourage kids to come along and take part and see, this is what I'm missing out on. But what we do at our troop is completely different to what the other troops do. So and I can't, it's got obviously got to reflect the leaders, although you're meant to be doing, you know, working within the bounds of the scouts. You know, anything outdoors is good. So, orienteering, which will be touched on briefly. I'll have an orienteering game, I hope, up there. Do you know much about orienteering?
Not so much, no.
A cross-country time trial on specially made maps is the easiest way to describe it. Have there been any other orienteers that you're aware of? No, I understand there is another one coming up. I would say we're just going to play a Northwest game, Northwest Compass game. Again, orienteering, going to orienteering after, again, doing it at school briefly, went away playing rugby, dislocated shoulder once too often. Got up, walked off and said, I'm not doing this. And at the same time, just tinkered on getting into orienteering again. And I know if I hadn't dislocated my shoulder, I would have been orienteering and playing rugby at the same time. But orienteering, cradle to grave sport, absolutely not unlike scouts in that favour, because the youngsters get the string course, i.e. they follow a string round, get to the end, they get the best deal, they have sweets and that, and then we finish, we get orange juice, watered down orange juice or water, they get a much better deal. But age group, unlike football or rugby and that, okay, there's a lot more to veterans and this type of games and that, but other than triathlon and possibly a few other sports, once you get, they're in 5-year age groups once you get over 35, and it is not unknown that at the World Championships for veterans there's been classes for 90-year-olds. So you and you're all, as you're always competing against your own age group, you feel you're in with a chance, but as always, someone does a lot more training than I do. it's about you and the map and the planner, and you're only as good as your last control. And you know, just because you've lashed the last one up doesn't mean you can't have a good run and get the next one spot on. So encourages you free thinking, instant decision making, and stand by your decision, otherwise you're going to be lost for longer. So that's where my passions are, but I suppose outdoors, and people would say, you know, they'd expect me to do something like this, come up here and do that. So sorry to live up to poor expectations. See how it goes.
You mentioned university. What was that like?
It was. I enjoyed it. I played too much rugby and enjoyed the first term and didn't do too much after that. Had a small repeat of the last year, but and I don't think my handwriting's improved much from the time one of the professors said to me, "You've written enough. I haven't a clue what you've written, so we've passed you." So. Read what you like into that. I came away with a degree and used it for a couple of years and never used it again since. So, but don't get me wrong, I would advocate everyone to go to university or go on to further education of some description, especially at the moment when you're. Do you want to become a statistic? You know, you better. You might as well might as well go and try and further something along. And despite at least I had the benefit of not having huge debts at the end of it, and that's what worries me about my eldest son. You know, he's got huge debts building up, and he's as proud as other people at not wanting them help and the rest of it. But everyone as a parent will do what they can for their own children. So university, go for it. I enjoyed my time, and don't know if I'll do it again, but I'm not sure I've got the patience to knuckle down and do that. But I suppose like this has given me a real focus, and for a few weeks thinking about what I want to do, putting it together, and now we come up with the execution, see if we can get it to work properly. So the video will show. So.
And what else do you do with your time apart from scouting, and tell us about your family as well, actually?
Well, I say married for, if I get it wrong, I'll be in trouble anyway, so 22 years to Wendy, two children, Byron and Dryden. Lived in the same house now, well, since before we'd been married, in Old Chapel, and the children now are just leaving school, and unfortunately neither of them can be here. One's in Germany and one's in New Zealand, hopefully watching. Well, I know the one in Germany is watching because he's already texted us to say he's seen us, so. The other one hopefully will be awake to see us. It should be afternoon time for him there, so that shouldn't be a problem. And I suppose after scouting and orienteering, there isn't much time for much else. You know, there's other than, you know, the mountain biking and then things that you do in relationship, because orienteering has mountain bike versions. Scouting we do. I'm one of the few people that they seem to believe is competent to take them on my cycling trips and the rest of it, so you know I get roped in whenever we want a mountain bike exercise, and organising, you know, just general organisational, you know, Scouts is 2 hours a week, like how it's 2 hours a week for me, it's 20 hours a week at times, you know, thinking about it, events are form, keeping forms involved and the rest of it, but I'm not very good at that. Lucky to get the form works done in time, so and let's say the families are coming to that stage of all fledging the nest, so maybe we've done something right. See when they come back. But, that's that.
And who would you say you're going on the plinth for?
Who am I going on the plinth for? I mean, it could be as much me as probably more, just to spread the scouting and spread what I do, not necessarily because I'm certainly. The scouts, some of the scouts see me as exceedingly fit and the rest of it. But I say to them, you know, because, as I just said to you, the orienteering, because it's an age group thing, I know where I am in the national rankings, and that ain't at the top of it. So, and I know where in the last races where I'm going to come roughly in the results, but it's hard to get that across, you know, in the leaders' time. Then I'm a big fish in their pond, you know, in the fitness terms and that type of stuff. But I could do with an infinite lot more fitness. So that's you know, where I let myself down. You know, if you're going to be self-critical and the rest of it, which is what these things are about, as much, you know, you go out there and learn a bit more about yourself. So no, it's more to do with the movement, and it's not. Not for me. I'm just a vehicle for, you know, showing off. Or I'm just showing off the skills I think I have, you know. Well, you turn around. I mean, I hope, if it's not too windy, that one of the flags you'll see up there is, if you go to an orienteering event now, that is the SMOC flag, South Midlands Orienteering Club. It is the granddaddy of them. It turned up at the first event 10 years ago, and now everyone has them. Took them 5 years to catch on, but. And I only nicked it from somewhere else, so, you know, nicked the idea and just translated it. And that's probably what I do best, is take a little idea and move it somewhere different, and add a bit to it, twist it around, and come up with something different. And that's all we're going to see today. You know, I just take something I've seen somewhere else and extract what I like and put back. And took, when I say, you know, saying that, took some of the ideas within 24 hours. of seeing what one scout leader had done up here. I had a prototype at work, firing things down the work factory. Knowing where I wanted to go with it, and just got to, now this is over, I'll be able to finish it off in my lunch house. So that's, yeah, just wait and see what happens. But where else do we go?
How are you feeling? What's the emotional journey been from applying in the first place to being here now?
It's been, I've spent some time, came back from a Swiss scout trip and felt quite low about that after that. And I got excited about coming here and that. And now I'm here as like any big event I put on, I'm worried about it. I know what I want to do. And I'm sure, when you're standing up there, or when you're in orienteering terms, putting the controls out in the right place, and you're by yourself, but you're still overall on the stage, you're in the spotlight. If you put it in the wrong place, it's your fault. There's no question about it. It's more, to me, it's about, have I the visualization of what I want to do, and I tend to be too ambitious. I have too much stuff I want to do, and my scout meeting's always overrun because I want them to achieve. I want them to see something different and try and see that there's another stage to what they can do and take it on from there. So, and that's my biggest worry for tonight, is that I'm being too ambitious, or I can't. I'm also very difficult at explaining what I want to do. My mind's running away, and I can't slow it down and take out. I need someone else to explain what I want to do, and there's not many that can do that, unfortunately. I can't keep up with where I'm going. So that's one of the things that this might do. It might help me slow down and try and take a big deep breath and let it flow out.
And how does it feel being one of 2,400 that get to experience Trafalgar Square in the fourth blimp?
Have I got my calculations right? Is this the 54th 2 a.m. slot? This must be day 55. No, because obviously day one there wasn't a 2 a.m. slot because it started at 9 o'clock. And I'm sure this. I think this is day 55, isn't it? The start of day 55. So I can only be the 54th one. Yeah, it was just one of these silly things I worked out. So I nailed it down to I'm a one of a 100 club type thing. I think it's good. I wouldn't go and produce things like I'm wearing and get into a lot of trouble for it, because this was a Swiss trip to the Kandersteg we went on earlier, and it's meant to be lots of different troops and all meant to be unique or big bonded, whole coach load, you bond together and all this type of stuff. And when I turn up on the day with a set of fleeces with your own scout troop on the back, I knew that I was going to get in trouble for it. I did get in trouble for it, but I didn't particularly care about it. I did it for the right reasons, and that's all that mattered to me. So, that's the sort of thing I do, this is no different. That's why I do it. Just make sure that people know me before, especially the orienteering. I said people around, say, "Oh, how are?" I said, "You'll know me long before you meet me, when you wear some of the outlandish clothes I've worn." And that's what. Can I get changed in here? Oh yeah, I've got a whole lot of kit. I want to change and get changed in here before I go out. Well, I want to put my scout uniform on first, but we want to put certain parts out. I'm not don't strip off or anything. I'll get in trouble for that. But I'll lose my CRB, and that's not important. But nothing to say that. In a big orienteering field, it's not an issue, but it's not important. So, there'll be some costume changes going on. So, in scout uniform out into activity clothes and other looks, because I think that's what I try to instill on the scouts, is that you've got your scout uniform. If you're going to go and do some activities, put something else on. One, because you can shed those and put your scout uniform back on. You've got something dry to go home in. They don't always listen, or they've not learned the benefits of it yet. But I know the benefits of it, so that's that. But and I get ribbed for wearing lycras and that for running and the rest of it. But several scout masters have come to me, asked where they can get them from so they can put them on underneath their trousers and keep themselves warm. Someone knows something about what's going on. So, you know, don't want to give all the game away. Because you're only going to watch it out there. And laugh, like everyone else does. But that's what it's about. So, I probably don't mind making a fool of myself every now and again. Just the only thing I'm regretting now is not having a microphone and an amp. But we live and make do, and that's what Scouts is about, is making do with what you've got and joining in. So that's the other thing, joining in. The opportunity to join in. So let's go and do it.
Thank you very much.
All right.